So I will choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one.
Zebras need to be on their guard.
Tales from a Barstool and Winnie Cooper present Los Angeles indie electro DJs Tribe of Zebras, Friday, September 16th at the Electric Owl Social Club. There will also be appearances by burlesque sass queen Lola Frost and DJs Paige Manzi and Tyler Quarles. Learn about extremely discounted advance tickets at winniecooper.net and talesfromabarstool.com. Tribe of Zebras, September 17th at the Electric Owl Social Club.
Yeah. You are listening to The Discorder Show on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Anna with one N. Your regular Discorder Show hosts, Ryan and Spencer, have handed off the duties to me, and I promise to do my best to keep this show going with great tunes and interviews to complement Discorder Magazine's monthly content. This is the Discorder Show episode for Wednesday, September 14th. I started off the show with the Pack AD, the Vancouver favorite rock duo that features on this month's issue of Discorder magazine. The song you listen to is Take from their newest album, Unpresence, which was actually just released yesterday, September 13th. You can find a great interview with drummer Maya Miller on Discorder magazine or online at discorder.ca. I have a couple of interview clips for today's show. Let's listen first to Ryan's interview with Nanaimo guitarist-songwriter Eric Harper. They spoke last month about his career and his preference to play flamenco music.
So give us a brief about what kind of music you play.
Okay, basically, in a nutshell, you could say that I am flamenco meets rock.
Give me two band names.
Like if Vicente Amigo was to meet Dave Matthews Band. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Spanish music, let's say more like Gypsy Kings meets Dave Matthews Band. Probably more appropriate.
All right. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for 21 years.
21 years. Okay, that kind of does explain why you're that good.
Well, not to give my age away there, kiddies. I'm not that old.
I wasn't going to ask. I thought I would ask, but I figured I shouldn't do that. But do you have any other shows coming up in Vancouver anytime soon?
Any other shows coming up in Vancouver? I do not at the current moment. I have a few on the island coming up, but nothing here in Vancouver.
Sweet. I'm actually just got your CD right here. And give me a brief about when this actually came out. Because from what I know, you were part of another band before.
Yeah.
And now you're doing your own solo work.
I'm doing my own solo work. This album of mine came out last year. And I had the opportunity to work with Juno Award-winning producer Joby Baker over in Victoria. And man, he just made this album sound fantastic. It's lusciously warm. It's vibrantly fantastic. And I think anybody who picks up a copy is just going to love it.
What brought you to music? What made you play for 21 years?
Okay, well, it probably was a natural progression in my life, considering my mother is a concert pianist, my brother is in the music industry, and I've got a bunch of other family in the music industry, so I'm surrounded by it. The environment was definitely inviting for that growth to happen. But what actually happened personally was I was 7 years old, and I'll never forget that moment where some song came on the radio, and I don't remember what song it was, so don't ask. Some song came on the radio, and I was doing the dishes, and I had to stop what I was doing and walk over to the living room where the stereo was being played. This was before CDs, kids. And I was just so mesmerized by this song, I would just stared at the stereo system, and I was engulfed by this ocean of emotion. And all I remember thinking was, I want to make people feel like that.
You can't not tell me the name of the song. Like, how could you not remember the song that changed?
It was some cheesy pop song at the time, but I was so affected by it that I thought, I want to make people not feel cheesy, but feel that that rush of emotions, that
layer. Stop doing dishes and go stare at the stereo.
I want to make people stop doing the dishes, man.
But, okay, so that was the moment where you realized that music is your thing. You
realize I was going to be a musician for the rest of my life.
Rock and roll, that was the moment you decided to not become a car washer and stick with music. But what brought you to the guitar?
What brought
And actually, more specifically, what brought you to flamenco?
Ah, good question. I started as my mom. I was 7 years old. My mom took me for my first piano lessons. That lasted 3 months. When I went to her, I said, I hate this. And so piano turned into drums. That lasted 6 years. I sucked as a drummer because I never practiced. And then somehow I found myself in junior high, and they had the option to take band and guitar. So I took both, and I picked up the guitar, and I was in love. In love. I mean neurotically, obsessively in love. I would practice for 5 to 6 hours a day, nonstop. My friends would invite me to go hang out, and I'd be like, no, it's okay, I'm going to go practice. And that's all I'd do. So I questioned my social skills. Because I spent so many hours indoors. But then what happened is when I was 15, my folks and I moved to Portugal. And that's where Mom invited me to go study at a classical music school.
Where were you before Portugal?
I was in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. Yeah. You're from there?
I'm kind of from everywhere.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. And so I went to Portugal and got enrolled in the Conservatory of Music and started studying classical guitar. I went from, before that I was a metalhead enjoying the warblings of Metallica and Iron Maiden, and then ended up studying Mozart and Beethoven.
And that was Ryan speaking with Eric Harper. Ryan also got him to do a live performance of the song Cream and Sugar from his latest self-titled album. So here is Eric Harper performing Cream and Sugar.
Yeah,
take it away.
All right.
Like yours with cream and sugar. You like yours with cream and sugar. You like yours with cream and sugar. You like yours with cream and sugar. As I could be, I could be your cream and sugar. As I could be, oh, I could be the sweetness in your life. You like yours with cream and sugar. 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 As I could be, I could be your cream and sugar. As I could be, oh, I could be the sweetness in your life. Cause I could be your cream and sugar. Cause I could be, oh, I could be the sweetness in your life. Cause I could be your cream and sugar. As I could be, oh, I could be sweetness in your life. Sweetness in your life. Sweetness in your life.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
September 8th, Freak Out with San Francisco Psych Rockers Sleepy Sun, sharing the stage with White Hills and Red Cedar. Expect to hear lots of cuts from Fever, the new album out on ATP Recordings.
September 19th, prepare to have your mind blown by supersonic showman Bob Log III, a one-man slide guitar army who performs in a super tight jumpsuit and a motorcycle helmet with a microphone that's a telephone attached. You heard me. September 22nd, find out if Regina's Library Voices can all fit on the Biltmore stage as they tour across the continent playing tracks from their new album, Summer of Lust. Dinosaur Bones and the Provincial Archive will open the show.
September 26th, see Giant Sand take the stage in support of the new album Blurry Blue Mountain. Cloud Splitter and Wool on Wolves will warm up the stage.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
You are listening to The Discordish Show on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming live from CITR.ca. If you would like to listen to any of today's content, Again, you can download and subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on CITR's webpage or on Discorder's webpage, discorder.ca. I have another interview clip. This is Kale Judy speaking with the lead singer of Ghost House, a band whose core members are veterans of two major Vancouver bands, the WPP and Operation Makeout. He talks about the craft of music and the evolution of the band. So here is Jesse Gander from Ghost House.
We're all going to have success based on, you know, well, some a lot of luck, or you know, but how hard, what you put into it. If it's a career like art where you're self-employed, there's a huge point element of luck, and there's also like a huge amount of effort. Like,
yeah,
a lot of bands are amazing, but they never get out there, and they're fine with that. And other bands aren't that amazing, but work their ass off on a business kind of level, and mm-hmm. and succeed based on that. You know,
that must be pretty cool to like working at the Hive, and I imagine because like it's sweet that you kind of be able to blend too, like make a living off, you know, recording people's music.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate that way. It's not something I take for granted. For me, like playing music and recording it are pretty different. Like we both have like it's both music to me, but they're music that I think about in different ways. Like looking at music. You know, objectively, like when I'm recording people and looking at sound objectively, and thinking about music in a kind of physical sense as well. I'll be thinking about the sounds and thinking, why don't these technically work? Like, what is clashing about the sounds? What is not making these sounds come together harmoniously? And I'll have a technical solution to it. So it's kind of like a bit of a left brain approach to looking at it. But then on the other hand, but then playing music, I'm always trying to be the opposite of that. I'm just like,
yeah.
Let's not worry about it, you know, like in our band, like with Ghost House, it's easy to, for me, to get really critical working on that music, because when I make the records, all of a sudden I get to this point where I'm like, wow, there's so many tracks and so many little harmonies and things I've got to kind of consider, but then, like, I gotta stop mixing it sometimes and just, like, this doesn't have to be perfect, this doesn't have to be the best-sounding record I've ever made, there's mm-hmm. no, like, goal, like, let's just have fun in the process of making it, and I get to take a lot of creative freedoms in the band just because, you know, being the singer and the piano player in the band, I get to call a lot of shots, and that's fun. So that's something that I don't have to help through a band. I can just be like, go crazy, and as long as other people in my band like it, then I'm okay with it.
So do you mind, who all is in your band now? Because when I was reading some older, because what I was looking at online is I found some stuff from in 06 mm-hmm. when the first record came out.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about doing the EPs, and then yeah. I didn't find too much in the last bit, but it sounded like it was kind of like a, there's a, like a lot of people coming in and out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what it basically is that it was always, the first album was kind of a bit more of a collaboration. Like I started writing the tunes, and very quickly Al Boyle and Steve Matheson became the rhythm section, and we formed it as a band and started writing like crazy, and then I really wanted Katie to be in the band because we hadn't played together since Operation Makeout, and I just really thought her guitar style would be perfect for it, and I just hanging out with her on a regular basis as a friend, so I asked her to join, but by the time we'd kind of gotten, we were already halfway through writing the album, and a few of the songs were just really kind of written without any consideration of there being a third. Or a third lead instrument, like a lead guitar, and some of them were really busy and crazy already. So, but then about half the tunes that were more kind of pop tunes that had a little bit more space in them,
yeah.
you know, she just completely opened them up by writing a nice lead guitar line for them. And then after that, she became, you know, we became officially a four-piece, and all the EPs were those four people specifically. Like the first one had other people that had guest musicians on it and stuff too. Like I had Laura Schultz. And I had Andy Dixon play guitar on one song. Mm-hmm. And I had some background singers and stuff, some other friends of ours. Marissa Johnson from Weathered Pines, which, you know, not coincidentally, is also Steve's wife. But then for the EPs, we're like, let's make this us. And, you know, Al got busy with other stuff doing drums, and I wanted to put the band on hold for a year because I just... I play in four bands, and I wanted to focus. I was just running out of ideas to play on the piano, and I just needed a year to I wanted to play some more bass and just do some more punk rock stuff. And so we took a year off from that, and when we put the band back together, we got a new drummer.
Which year would have that been?
We just put the band back together just 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're just, like, we haven't done anything in 2 years until releasing this album, and we played 3 shows this summer. And now we're going to, you know, be a band again and play again. So,
cool.
So, yeah, I just, this other band, Owl Drugs, I just broken up. And their drummer, Paul Paco, is my oldest friend in the world. So I was like, Paul's an awesome drummer. We were in a band together. We were in DBS together. So I was like, got to ask Paul if he'll play, because I know he's so good. And, you know, we've been friends for, like, literally 25 years. And he was down, and then I thought, you know, the bass player in the band, which is Paul's girlfriend, mm-hmm. Sarah Jane Truman, she was my roommate for 5 years, actually prior to them getting together, and you know, she was the bass player in Owl Drugs, and I was like, well, I can't get Paul in the band without asking Sarah Jane to be in the band too, because I haven't seen enough of her lately, and, you know, both of the band just broke up, so I'm like, let's make it a five-piece, and Sarah started playing rhythm guitar, so... It's basically the same band as it's always been, but with a different drummer, and we added a second guitar player. To make a long story short.
And that was Kale and Judy speaking with lead singer of Ghost House, Jesse Gander. You're listening to The Discorder Show on CATR 101.9 FM or streaming live from CATR.ca. Okay, so moving on to more great local talent, band Yukon Blonde. They are releasing a new EP next Tuesday, September the 20th. Here is a song from their 2010 album. This is Bright's Song.
The cop. got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Catch Crazy Stupid Love from the 2nd through the 8th, great midnight movies every Friday, and a live masterclass with Tommy Wiseau of The Room on the 24th.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
You're listening to the This Quarter Show on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming live from CITR.ca. We have reached the end of the show. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Ryan and Kale Judy, for their interviews. For more interviews and good music, make sure to tune in again in 2 weeks from now, and subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on CITR.ca or Discorder.ca. This was Anna with one N, your host for the Discorder show. I'll be signing off with a tune from Aunts and Uncles. They worked on their debut EP this summer and played at the Biltmore last month, opening for London-based band Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. You can check out Nathan Pike's review of the show. You can find it on this month's issue of Discorder magazine. He describes the band's sound as a dynamic blend of baroque, pop, jazz, and maybe a little bit of punk. So here it is, Aunts and Uncles with the song November from their debut EP. You're listening to Discorder's show on CITR 101.9 FM.